C'est mon kuvt sadechas, c'est pays tout savav.
Un chère mince en édouard, m'chait c'est m'chout et tsemer, chout et pishton. T'as chout et tsemer, pishton, rachait c'est. Retsur shakach vema sabereish. Le tuffem ashetirapem. So all these things after, you should not be toivo until you go ahead and you loosen it. And if you loosen it, it sounds like it's going to be okay. Imei metoy klias aser. Reisha, Moel Ben Rifyain. If it's in the actual Kliya, then it doesn't work to be rapid, and it's going to be a problem. So Siddhi Tarish tells that if it's inside the Kliyas of the Seir, what's the problem? A Maisa, when the hair is braided, it's more than one, it's like 3 and 3, 2 and 2. So what bachalal is going to be the issue of having a braid, and what's going to be the chisaron? Zakta sidei taira, ice test. So I call the kliyas a midrash tvei mikasher. You have to say b'aslachois that having a braid, it's going to be tighter than a kasher. Tam kasher gimel saris zooms elbow mayim, v'ach anyway elbow mayim feel rifian. Hapu shu yosim gimel saris. We saw later on that if you have gimel, the water goes through. We may have a kesher. So it says vayis techeis that a braid is something which is tighter, it's more chazak, and therefore if you have a braid, it's going to be chisaron, even though it's gimel, because it's a shtaker, and the water is not going to get inside. Here's another tat to say is that that over here it's going to be worse. Maybe Chadami this 3 and 3, but since there's a string of chutei seir in the actual hair, so that makes it very tight. Though Vardu said hair by itself, a 3 by 3 can get so tight when it's tied around each other. But they have a chut inside of it. The chut is being mechazik the actual strength of it, so that's going to be considered a chatzis. So one thing we see is you say that even though we're going to see later on two hairs is not and more which is tied is not going to be considered a chatzis. It is shayach that it could be a chatzis in the hair. We see over here that the Siddhar is saying he has decided to say that a braid is stronger and a braid is going to be worse and a braid in the water is not going to get into even though it's going to be more than shtei Cyrus. The other malach is that anachanami a braid would not be a problem. The only problem is going to be over here is only because there's a chud in between. But if a person would have a braid, it wouldn't be a problem. The Zaf community in two of the is a lady goes to the mikveh with a braid. Is it good or not? It's going to the first malach, he's saying, no, braids are worse than hair. Regular time to hair, and a braid is going to be makif. So you see the word doesn't get in. According to this other malach, he's saying, no, that avad a braid. Bisuid is the same thing. So if you have a chut in between, that's why it makes veishtag. But if there's a chut, but there's no chut, if you have a braid without chut, the hair is just by itself, you wouldn't have a chut in between. And a chlam, it would be good. You know, that'd be an afkamina between the two mahalchim of the city tower. Now, Lamaiso, the couple of shayes that's some din. Lamaiso, the Ramosef Aleph says that. L'chadchila, you should not go to the mikveh, even things aren't chaytzen, gzeir al tadvar ma'chaytzen. So, what happened in this stuff over here? Over here we say that eir dvar ma'chaytzen b'sichad yitzayim, b'chad yipishtan. What's the chayyab? What you have to do is you have to loosen it. Ay l'chayra, why does it help just to loosen it? L'chayra, there should be a l'chadchila that you should not be going to the mikveh with anything. So, what's the pshan? The chayyab says you have to loosen it. Chor should come out if we're makbid to take everything off. The chor loosening over here shouldn't be good, and you should have to totally take it off. So the one plan to say maybe the Rama only meant things which are miach any makbid. It's something which is on the body, but a person not makbid on it. So there we say take it off. Why? Because maybe it can be makbid, or like zero to makbid, and akbar is not clear, or maybe you tend to be makbid to take it off. Something which is loose, which the water goes through, maybe in that situation we never said that, and therefore being that we never said the case which is loose. So in the Chanami, well, number one, in the Chaver and the Ramah, yeah. It does, is the Chaver Margus in the Ramah? And why in the Ramah say? So I guess we put the two questions. So you could say maybe there's a difference. The Ramah was only talking about things which were shaykh to be chatzitza, just loose. I mean, sorry, but you're not makbid on, but if things are loose, maybe the Ramana recited it, and then Echnami, the 12 opposite Shittim. You could say that maybe the Mechaber is Chalek on the Ramah, and the Mechaber does not hold of the whole concept of taking things off, he doesn't mention it. You could say the Ramah doesn't hold of it. Why didn't the Ramah say it over? Because he said it. He said it's a Valf. Well, you know, from here on, we have another 48 Sifim. Just remember this Klal, Lechila, take everything off. And you just have to discuss it every single time over and over. Really give you the Klalim and figure out from there. Now, the Stama Ora, according to our mother, Pimugadam Yasa Kasha, that the Ramansif Aleph says that there's the Chachili take off everything. Why? Because we. Gzeira atu dvar machaitzis. Now, the one Shabbos Devon and Zion says, Bami Sheesh Bami Shaniyotza. Lady can't go with things which she takes off when she goes to the mikveh, because we're afraid that she's going to mikveh and she has to take it off. In fact, the Prima Gadim, once we have the Ramah, which says that lechachila, we took off everything, was any chitzin, so does that now change the whole mechanics of the Shabbos and Zayin? The Gemara in Shabbos says the lady should not go to the mikveh with things which are, she takes off, why? Dim misam betvudu shal mitzvah, she's going to have to take it off. So, in fact, the Prima Gadim, if these all come out, that once we have the shari do it, we take off everything, which even though it's not chitzis, so come out, you should have to take off everything. And doesn't sound, based in Hilchas Shabbos, you know, there's no haggah of the Ramah over there saying, like, oh, all the cases, the Alamais is going to be usher because you're going to have to take it off. The Tzarech Ian, why not? You looking more Shabbos here? Malach is along the lines of that. Sure. He says an interesting Malach, which he says that being the whole din is lechachila, they should tell her to take it off. The whole thing is just lechachila to get in. So if this would happen on Shabbos, he says maybe we won't tell her to take it off. The whole din is lechachila. So therefore, if she has something which is b'diavad, it's okay. So if this can happen on Shabbos, tell her just don't take it off. So therefore, being that, and therefore, that's why maybe in Hilchas Shabbos, the whole thing, the halacha doesn't change, because maybe we're just telling, being that, we're worried about the Hilchas Shabbos, the Chashash, he says maybe he says, Ken Zayin.
Why is that
B'di Evid?
What?
What do you say?
We'll
tell her, no, we're not going to tell, if she wore it, we're not going to tell her to take it off on Shabbos.
Yeah, but
it's a stam, it's a shram halacha, because not everyone knows halacha, right? Not everyone knows this whole, it's a whole cheshbon. That if she does it, we tell her not to take it off. You know, the problem is that she might not know, and she might take it off. There's another stam staka or in the osugia that what happened to the chafif over here in the osugia. Right. So you could say, you know, the Pigami asked what happened, she has to do Chavifa, so what's going on over here? Shingimo and the Shabbos. I think it was Dalid. He says, what happened to Chavifa over here? The Chari, you have to do Chavifa. So what's what?
She did it with a brush.
So some bring down Lezamay Shaharitz and Shabbos and Zayin says we're talking about Latiris, or Lezamay Shaharitz and Shabbos and Zayin says talking about Latiris, and by Tiris there is no Din Chafifa of Latiris, it's only Labayla, so maybe, you know, that could be a plan. But the Shacharach brings it down, obviously it's not going to work. So by the Shacharach says, basically you have to say that she undid her hair, and then she went and she did chafifa, and then afterwards she did it afterwards. Now the question is, can you go to the mikveh or not? If somebody did chafifa afterwards. No, he doesn't give a test. Fine. So Chava goes on and says that certain things you could. Have a katala, she ritzu a chalaka b'chavar shechir sab tzavara. Chitzetzes. This katala is, which is around her neck, is chitzetzes. Meish shechanek is atzma. B'chizik, that she puts on very tight. Kedei shei b'sar b'lit, v'tere b'az basa, m'tere she ritzu a chalaka b'chava, enei mazikasa. So he says there's certain things they consider chitzitza. Why they chitzitza? Because you go ahead and you put on very tight, and being it's very tight, it's going to be chetzitza. So the Sidei Taira says that here we see a very important yisoid in terms of what's the gather of something which is going to be tight in terms of for something in order for something to be considered a chetzitza. So it's like the Sidei Taira, it sounds like the mashmois of the Shulchan Aruch is only something which is tight, which you are chunik as atzma. And if you're not chunik as atzma, that's something which would be considered roughly, and the ma'isa b'di'evah, they would not be considered a chetzitza. If it's not tighter from chutei tzaver, if it's not tight, which is going to be chunik yourself, roughly mikri, that's going to be roughly, and therefore it's not going to be a problem. The Chayyim Mo'ira that the Shachas of Katan Nun Vav, he's talking about Begadim. The Mechayyim brings down that Gemara Chulun brings down that Nida, which is Tervelis in her Begadim. So the Shach over there says that Nira Dafka is Megam Shem Refuyim, Megam Shem Refuyim, Allah, if a Loi Baisa Shem Mudakim, if it's Mehudak, then it's going to be a problem. So what type of Begadim are like really, really tight that are chenik you?
The band of underwear is tight.
What do you say?
The band of underwear is tight.
Maybe. The word won't get in that even. Maybe, yeah, maybe not. What? Maybe, okay.
That water can't get in.
That water can't get in. They won't get wet. So Shev Levi said a little bit of a stereo. And over here it sounds has to be chenik as atzma. Has to be very, very tight. It's not very tight, it's not going to be considered chetzitza. Over there, but we got them, it sounds like there's a mussar about them being very, very tight, which doesn't sound like it has to be too tight, because Zachariah and I were in Begadim, which are, right? And it sounds like the gather of tight and loose is much more machmor. Which the nafkamina is going to be the shayah we mentioned, when the nafkamina is going to be, shayah we mentioned the lady who can't get her ring off. Is that called Rafi, or is that called Hadak? And let's say, what do you say? Because her fingers swell. And therefore. And as what's the gather of Hadak, what's the gather of Rafi in terms of. And as if we say it's like Begadim, so. Saying. Could be that's going to be already considered tight, and it's going to be a problem. If say the gather is more like, oh, he has a chwinikas atzma, depending. Okay, well, that we'll discuss, and that's the thing.
Why did you say it's going to tell you if the word is going there or not?
Over here, it sounds like the only thing is considered tight. That's a problem. It's not just chinek you. It sounds like chinek is like chutei seir, which gets very tight. It's like the Sidei Taira, the lashon that
What's the
gedder Rafi and Chanuk? He says the gedder is Komak Shem Mudak Biyosim Chutei Tzaver. Shein Mudak and Shleit Chanuk. It's not some Rafi Makri. It's not something like Chutei Tzaver. Chutei Tzaver can be something neck, you know, go pretty tight. Something which is not Chanuk yourself. That's called Rafi. By Begadim, it sounds like the gather is Begadim are just on you. And he says that the two types of Begadim, right? We have a Beged, which is going to be Rafi, and a Beged, which can be Mehudak. If it's Mehudak, then it's going to be brown. Now, Mehudak, tight clothing, but that cloud is not going to be so tight in you. It's just not. It's not going to, we're not.
We have the tight pants.
Even the tight pants, and that's so.
Shells are very tight.
Okay, we have to see.
Those aren't the things.
The Shach is Moira that the Gemara is kosher or Gazru. The Chalik is shining whether Stam Arg the one Gazru or so else has to be Meiser Rashes. The Rabbi discusses it. It's like more like a weave. It's yeah, it's woven with like holes in it. That's gonna be loose. It's gonna be loose. So the shach is ma'ir that why over here in Hilchos Shabbos the Seisim Hashinkin over here it says my Sereshes and he says v'yeshu yashiv. The Sheva Levi's could be the yishuv is that here's more b'mkoymai. You know, tefillah Shabbos is all in Hilchos Tefillah. Ayn sham Hilchos Tefillah, and you figure it out from there. Fine. So that brings down the sugya of the Rabbi Shem Sharashi. The Gemara brings down Shabbos Daf Nizayin. The Gemara says that Tikh tikh le mam or kama kosher gazu nam mi shur kosher gazu ik dam raven ve shur khizin khaz le kapter le mai bani kemnay lishna lishnik mai tinfin le lishna kosher gazu ana mai or lishna dam ram shin kapeda is going to be kapeda so next go we send the rational basis of rashi the rabbi exam if you have something which is should they say which is muzavis khitsen why mak vasam shle tinfin you don't want the water to get it dirty khimay mut tinfin If it's going to get dirty in the water and you don't want it to get dirty in the water, then it's going to be chitzis. So the situation we're talking about over here is in the case of Beis Rashi, the water goes through, and being that the person is makbet, the person is not one in the water, so even though the water is going through and your body is totally immersed, then it isn't a big peda, therefore that's going to be considered a chitzis. So Rashi asks, what do you mean? Why should be a chitzis? And the Maaseh water gets through. What's going to be a problem, and why is that considered a kapeda? Now, to understand the Rama, really the three approaches. I understand what the Rama means. The Rama says that we have the muzavas chitzin, the kvesim shaytin shaytinafim, which sheet exactly is the passing in life. So there's one halacha that we have a bishus of Rashi that if a lady has a kapeda that she doesn't want this thing to be in the water, even though the water is totally surrounding her and it's not stopping between you and the water, that's going to be considered a chatzitza. And this is a very mechudish tikkun chatzitza. Chitzin is normally something which is on your body, which you don't want to, which you want to take off. It's separating between you, the water, and the body. Over here, we're coming along and saying a chiddush that even though the water goes through, but being that I don't want it there, it makes some type of chatzitza, and that's going to be a chisaron, that's going to be considered a chisaron in ma'aseh tefila. And it's not going to be good. And that Rashi asks, why should there be a problem? Like, what's the concern? The water goes through, and you're totally surrounded. Why lamaisa should that be considered? Why lamaisa should that be considered a chitzis? So it seems to me there are two approaches in the Rabbis of Rashi. One is saying on Rashi on a deraisdika level. One is saying, I guess, on a derbanadika level. On a deraisdika level is a long line. It's a hard one. It's along the lines of that. Being that I don't want this in the mikvah, and I'd rather not be in the mikvah, so that sort of like separates the water, the 40 sodom of the mikvah from this area, even though the water got underneath it, but I didn't want it to be there, I don't want it to be in the water, it somehow makes some type of chatzitza, and being that makes some type of chatzitza, and therefore it's going to, therefore it's going to be a problem. Now, along those lines, what? The Ilum says it over, I'm saying, along those lines. But I'm not saying anything which makes so coherent, right? But it's along those lines, I'm saying. But the Sittai and Lechonim has a lot of questions from the cases of in Shulchan Aruch. Sif, the case of Nidah Shetav Begadel. Sif Mem Vav. When she was traveling in Begadah, Mataras Labaila, it's pretty safe to assume that she doesn't want the water to get her Begadah dirty. So what's the pshat over there that that's not going to be considered a chatzitza? Sifkav Gimel, it says that a lady goes with her rings on. It says, Sharm Zama Tabasa Katalis, if they're roughy, it's not going to be chatzitz. If it's tight, it's going to be chatzitz. Why, if it's roughy, is it not going to be chatzitz? Lamaisa, a ring is something which she's makbet on. She normally takes off a shash lisha, and it's not something which is bottled to the gulf. It's something she's makbet on. So why should that not be considered a chatzitza? The chor should be chatzitza because something which she's makbet on. So Sidi Tayer's approach is, he wants to say that kapi begadim, what's it mean, chanami, some begadim which are old, ruined begadim. It's your kriya shirt, which you don't really care if it gets wet. You don't really care so much about it. So therefore, what do you say? It's like I don't care about it. I don't care about it. Because why not? In other words, it's a term of begadim which already says our bazim of vuzza. You don't really care about it. Being that you don't really care about it, therefore, being I don't really care about it, not patrak pada, because why should I get it wet? I don't really care if it gets wet, and therefore, it would not be a problem. In terms of sifka of gimel, he says. Sitai's approach is Etza Midirais is not considered Chatzitza by Rashi. Why? Because the water goes thin. Elamites, Midirbanon, they made a gzera on these things which are loose. Midirbanon is going to be a problem. The only time they made the gzera is something which is a makbid b'shas le'tefila. something which, like the ring, which b'shas tefillah, I don't care if the ring gets wet b'yisoyed. The only thing like a makbid is b'shas lisha, it's not b'shas terechitza, so therefore it's not considered in midaraisa, it would be considered tefillah. It's only midarabanan, things only midarabanan, the only goes on things which you makbid b'shas, the actual tefillah, something which right now I'm not makbid, even though later on I'm yes going to be makbid, that lamaisa would not be considered. What do you say? Right, that for what?
So the case
why? Is where... Why should she take it off? Maybe, yeah, maybe not.
She's dirty in there.
Okay, fine. So she checked it, but it's not like part of the mitzvah. That's just not a...
The last 2 hours, now the ring's
full.
That what?
No, she never
took
it off,
but
the chafif. You don't want the case to just come up? No, you couldn't have to make chafif either. And questions you... Right, now the Pesach Shu means the machlek is also in the Rebbe Shor Rashi. What about Rebbe Shemi Makbid? The Rebbe Shor Rashi says that Rebbe Makbid, by Makbid, is going to be a problem. Let's say you have a Rav Shani Makbid. What's my life in that case? Do you say, Kipshuta, the Vishiswat said, a Rav Shani Makbid, that's going to be Darabanan? Because if a Miyat Makbid, if a Rav Makbid is Daraisa, therefore, or Miyat Makbid is going to be Darabanan, who then a Rav Shani Makbid is going to be Darabanan? That's what the Vishiswat said. And that, the Shiddari says, is a little bit hard to say that, because we'll watch with the Begadim, and the Chared Begadim is Rav. And it's not going to be. It's not going to be a problem. He says, "Sochi and Levushi Sweat to say that a roiv shani makbid is going to be a problem." Now, both the Nachum we mentioned before in the Reis Rashi, that's along the lines of saying that Pshat is if there's like pud over here, I don't want like it's like kilsnibba lomdish mechitza between the water and the nemsa and the person. That only passes really if it's like pud. If you're not makbid, then that concept doesn't apply. It's like a different Havana of, in other words, in a regular chatzitza, something which is on your body, so we say, yeah, there's a gzeir, rubish and a makbid, or to rev a makbid, that's going to be a problem. And because you come to get mixed up. Over here, the water goes through, so it shouldn't be chatzitza. Alamai, there's some type of lamish shavar, the pshat is that if you don't want the water to be here, so therefore that makes like a hefsek between you and the chitza, like a hefsek between you and the water, and therefore that's going to be considered a problem. That's dafka, there's a kapeda. If there's no kapeda, could be a pashan in that situation. The whole lumdis doesn't apply, and therefore there's not going to be a gzera. Now, in terms of the Ramah, so the Ramah says if it's muzavis, it's going to be a problem. There's another plan to learn the Ramah, is the Prisha, the Drisha. They say the Pshat is a batsam, it's not a problem, it's kapeda. It's just a problem that we're afraid she's not going to do a good job. The luck is if a lady's scared and she's not going to do a good job, and that's what tefillah. So being over here, she has something which she doesn't want to get dirty. She has to be extra careful when she goes to the mikvah. And being that she's extra careful when she goes to the mikvah, therefore afraid she's not going to do a good job, and therefore it's going to be a problem. So it gives you the three ways to understand the reading of Ramah. You can learn the Ramah's Pashkar Bishar Rashi on a Dereisetika level. We have problems with that. What do you do with Nida B'Tavar B'Gada, and things like that, which you probably have to say that the whole lumdus doesn't apply on a Rubish and a Makbid. It's not going to be a Makbid. The second plan is the Siddi Tara's plan, saying it's only on a Darbanan Dika level. About a Dereis is not a problem. It's only Darbanan. And the only Makbid things is your Makbid B'Shas Tak Shotfila. And there's a third approach, the preacher Drisha, that the Pshat is that it's not a problem of Chatzitza. It's a problem of just you're afraid you won't do a good job when you go to the mikvah. Which is hard to do that. It's, you know, it's hard to say that. That's actually what the Ram means. Because the Lashon definitely of the Ramah is Chaitzin, sounds like Chaitzin, and it's a little bit hard to put the Brisha Drisha into the Ramah. Fine. But again, Cyrus, the Gemara says that if you have three here, it's not going to be Chaitzin, it's one here, it's going to be Chaitzin, it's time in Yedea. So we paskin that if you have here that Shtei Saris Yoshev Kshon Bekechad Kasha and Chitzin, that two here is not going to be Chitzitza. Sarah Achis Nikshu Chitzitzas. If it's one here, it's going to be Chitzitzas. Tafka, if she's Makbid, when it's taken to be Chitzitzas, Tafka is going to be a Kpeda. If it's not Makbid, the tree is going to work, unless you have Rav Kasha and Nima Nimbif Nayasla. They have Rav, which is tied to Nimbif Nayasla. You have watch a second? What do you say? If it's Rav, so Mechab is passing like the Shita Zagarim. We mentioned last time the Machlikas and the Rishainim. You have to have, in order to have Chatzitza, you have to have either Rav and Makbid Daraisa, I mean, Darban, you have to have Rav Shani Makbid or Omir and Makbid. It's like the Shita Zagarim that Seir is different than the rest of the body. There's a Ruba by Seir, Esa Tafel of Basari, that the Lacha by Seir is that Seir is going to be Tafel. and Seir is going to be considered. The Reiv applies to Seir alone, even though the rest of the body is not going to be Chatzitza. But if you have Reiv of Yehir, which is a something which is has Chatzitza, then it's going to be a problem. Rav Floshamis, he said to be very careful with. I'll go again a second then. What's the Avonin Shabbat? We said from the Briskov last time that the Briskov says that, which it says, Esa Tafel Basari, what's the gather of the Esa Tafel Basari, the Shad is that. The Seir also has Din of the Hair, therefore, has Din of the Body, sorry. Therefore, let's Cheshvin the Rave of the Body. Or the Hair, Kota Kru, is not like the Body. Therefore, the Hair is like a separate body. I mean, the Hair is like a separate body, therefore, you down the Hair by itself. Rave of the Hair has a Chatzitza, then Midraisa, that'll be a Chatzitza. And if it's any Makbe, then it's going to be Midarabon. The Priest is Misopik. When we say here, and the Shitas of Goinim has a separate din, is Dafka here of the head? What about each? What about the each separate place? Does that have a separate din b'fnei atzmai? And he says Kenzan, each separate place has a din b'fnei atzmai. And it'll come out that if you have Rav on, even though you're not Mac, but on one part of any part of this, any part of the Seir, your underarms, Bishashachi, whatever it is, that's going to be considered a problem. Therefore, Rav Floshlima says that be very careful with deodorant. If you have deodorant clumps, which is on Ruiv, on your underarms, so then that could be a Ruiv, even if it's Ruiv Shani Makbid, you know, you want it there, whatever, you don't care about it, but Lamaisa, so that's going to be a Ruiv Shani Makbid, and that's going to be considered a problem. And it's a Karelet brings down that even when we say each part of the body is a separate state of the body, is what about eyebrows? He says eyebrows also could be considered a separate Chelik of the Gof, and if you have a Chetitz on Ruiv, your eyebrows, he says Kenzai and Lamaisa, so that's going to be considered a problem. And when it comes to the tying of the hair, so the Achreinim are bothered by Svasemes, Amdinezer, that when your hair is tied, so the Mechab says, if Rav is hair is tied, then it's going to be a problem. So how do you have, what does it mean Rav hair is tied? Does he take your hair and tie once? If Rav hair is a tie, Lamais is still not considered Rav hair. Rav hair is not considered tied. And what's the pshat that if you have the hair tied, then the Mechab sounds like, Rav hair is tied, then it's going to be a problem. So Amdinezer and Tshuva says, and a Chanami, it's about each hair is tied many times. And therefore, Rav of each hair and Rav of the hairs are tied. His mom is tangled many times, and otherwise, and Chanami would not be considered a problem. The Sfas Emes, on the other hand, says the Sedadav is that if in one piece here there is a knot already, that makes it that it's considered that whole hair is like out, and it's considered that here, that part is going to be Chatzitza. And if Rav of the hairs are tied, even though it's not Rav of each hair, if Rav of the hairs are tied, then the Lamaisa, then that's going to be considered a problem. What's the Havana? Mr. Krause was saying the Havana like this. We have a Rebuy. S, a Tafel, but sorry, the S is like Tafel to the hair. He says in a situation where like there's a knot in the hair, so then that can be Tafel to the body. Like if there's a problem with the hair, we have a Chatzitza in the hair, we have an issue with that hair, so that hair, Batsam, can't be a Chelik of the body, and therefore that's why it's going to be a problem. Because the Machlik is in the Gedal Achreinim, if you have a Chatzitza, when we say Rav of the hair, does it be Rav of each hair? Or it's enough the fact that on that here as a problem, once that here has a problem, then it's going to be a problem. So in terms of the machlokes of the goyim, some chaver attack passes like it, which is that if you have here is considered a separate thing, and if you have makbid or rav, even though you're not makbid, that's going to be a problem. That's what you said before. You have to be very careful in the areas that there shouldn't be a miut, it shouldn't be a rav. Shani Makbid, like deodorant or something like that, because the Maisa, that's going to be a problem, and the Chabar Patsin is like the Gainim, the Chabar Patsin is like it, and therefore it's going to be a problem. The Chachas Adam says, maybe we can make a Sak Sveika. Safik, like the Gainim, not the Gainim, is here a separate thing. Amy Pass, like the Gainim, maybe Kenzan, we can start saying a Svara, maybe that each part of the body is not a separate thing. Maybe it's Makim to make a Sak Sveika, and to start the two things together. And in terms of what? Maybe we don't pass like the goyim. Maybe here is part of the body. In terms of we pass like the goyim. Maybe the underarm is not separate. It's a suffix, it's not clear. Then you have one. Then everything all together. Then it will be a problem. Now, in terms of one here is considered a chatzitza. Two or three is not going to be a chatzitza. In order to be one here to be considered a chatzitza, it could be like tied around itself like that, tangled like itself. One on one also will be considered a chatzitza. But very important, it's only considered chatzitza if they're makbid. If they don't care about it, then it's not going to be a problem. So you have to know the mitzvahs. Are Rav ladies makbid if they have a knot in their hair? On a regular Tuesday night. L'chachil yishtekirov. No, b'di'avid. B'di'avid. A Rav, you have to know. If you have two, we say it's not a problem. So it has to be once. You have to know what's number one is that, you have the issues. A lady who has very, very curly hair. So she does chafifa. Hour later, she already has some gnats. So can she go to make her Friday night or not? So you have to know, number one, are the gnats one-on-one? That's number one. Two is it something which people are micro on or not? What do you say? So that's a question. Do you clarify with people who are clearly here? Are they like an amba from the assembly or not? So you have to find, you know, this is something you have to verify. Go home, everyone, don't have to find out. Ask your wives, are they makbid if they have a night on a regular Tuesday night? You have to find out how naughty would be a problem that would be considered a problem. And otherwise, that would not be considered a makbid. One-on-one, that's number one. And even if it's one-on-one, you have to be makbid on it, or roy people are makbid on it. So with Derek Clyde, I don't think that most people are makbid, they have a night on a regular Monday night. Therefore, kipshita lemaisa, it would not be a problem.